Yo, 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 it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And you are with us at episode 59 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes, yes.
Briddy, broddy, brethren.
Oh, brethrens.
I'm tired.
I'm finished.
I'm tired, but I'm going to try and bring the last bit of energy I have for you lot
tonight.
Honestly,
man, the last creme de la creme, I'm bringing it as much as I can because I'm done out here. Brittany, you done out here?
I was done. I was done yesterday, man. I was done.
She been done like since yesterday.
I've been done.
Like, what's going on?
And it's the first day of the week when we're recording, so that's a bit crazy.
What's going on? Guys, as usual, we are going to tell you about how we got through our week, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, and then
we are going to sail into our main topic. And today we want to talk about Blue Monday.
Yeah,
we want to talk about its origins, and we want to talk about how we are going to beat that shit.
Tell them.
Yeah, man,
you better tell them.
And there you go,
guys. Remember, don't forget to follow us on our socials, on Instagram, No Ideas Just Vibes. We're giving you the updates, and guys, we are working on some really cool stuff, so stay tuned.
Yeah, man, stay mother freaking tuned.
Stay tuned.
I should start saying mother chicken.
Why? What? Why mother chicken?
I don't know, because I'm trying not to swear as much, you
okay,
see.
So that mother chicken.
Mother chicken.
Come on, mother chicken. Okay, chicken, you tell me about your week. What's been going on in your hen?
Okay, man, my week was pretty mother chicken. Chicken. Mother chaffa. My week was bog standard. Pretty bog standard. So yeah, it was hard to pull out anything other than work and normal everyday life. But what I will say is I'm in such a healthy routine at the moment.
Yes, to the routines.
And I feel so alive. But I don't even mean just a routine, I mean a really healthy one. Keyword
healthy.
Yes, bitch.
Health as well.
There she goes, my tone deaf sister.
Come on, you know I'm back. I'm biggity back.
She biggity back.
I'm biggity back.
She biggity back.
I'm backing your ass.
Okay, all right, man.
Sorry.
All right, man. Relax, man.
I'm your support system.
No time for this in this space.
It's what I'm here for.
Nah, man. This ain't a safe space.
Okay, fine. She on a healthy routine or whatever.
But yeah, no, it's really exciting because I'm getting up. I'm going for walks. Really nice to see the outside, especially because we're all working from home so much.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, it's been really lovely.
Love that.
And now that I'm really into the swing of it, I think there are definitely areas in which I can tighten that up a little bit. I'm kind of seeing how I can do that, what I can add in.
Nice.
There are some lazy hours in the day, and I'm trying to capitalize on those. Because there is much to do.
Much to do.
Much I have neglected.
Yeah.
And there are hours to get them done in. So I'm going to hopefully try turn that around moving forward.
You can, man. Turn that, swing it all the way around, Briddy.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah, man. So there's that. What else did I do this week? I went to a lovely, lovely place called Mercato Metropolitano in Elephant and Castle.
Shout out Elephant and Castle in one time.
Shout out elephants everywhere.
No, honestly, aren't they such a beautiful animal?
Yeah, man.
And so smart as well.
And cute.
You know they see the videos where like, you know, elephants are just doing really, like, smart things.
They're smart animals.
You know, with their trunks
and
stuff.
They're smart animals.
Love it.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't shout out castles everywhere.
Honestly,
shout out everyone who preserves them. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, kings, queens, all the lays of the castle.
You know what I'm saying?
We see you.
I've gone off on one. What was I saying?
No, I know.
Oh, Mercato. But basically, yeah, you can get food there and drinks there. There's inside areas, outside areas, and lots of different food stalls. So I literally went ham eating some bloody dumplings, otherwise known as Momo, from this Himalayan dumpling place.
Oh, Himalayan.
In it.
Flavors.
Literally, it was so good. Nice to try something different.
Yeah.
And I just had the most wonderful time. It was good people. And that's all we kind of wish for in life when we gather.
Yeah. When we gather.
No, but it's true. Isn't it called a gathering?
No, you're quite right. I can't fault you there, Briddy. So
well,
good
there
on
go.
You.
Well, there you go. So yeah, and everyone just had a really good time. So that was pretty dope.
Nice.
Nice way to spend my Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was the best Sunday in history of Sundays.
Nah, honestly, the Sunday was just, as I said, it was a Sunday for winners, okay?
It was for winners, and boy, did we win.
Honestly, we were winning from start to well, not actually from start to finish, because you were quite hungover, but you know.
Right, don't tell the people, man. I don't drink. What do you mean? What do you mean? Shut up, man.
I'm screwing.
No, do you know what? Our meeting got pushed a bit earlier and I thought I was going to sleep a little bit longer. And I woke up and I thought, oh, this is a cute feeling because I don't really drink so much and don't readily get hungover. So it was really cute.
Super cute.
Yeah, super cute. But it was a magnificent Sunday. We went and had the most glorious roast.
Oh, God. Shout out to the Soho Houses for their roast because...
It slapped.
Ah.
It hit everything that needed to be hit and I didn't even know I needed to be hit.
No, everything. Like,
but I would be hit again.
No, I can be hit twice. Like, hit me with a roast potato or something.
Them potatoes. The gravy.
The gravy.
And the bread sauce.
Oh, no, it's finished.
Nah, that was it. I was crying.
Fam, with the crunch and then you put the chicken and then you blend it with the vegetable and then you even put the pig and the blanket into the mouth.
Just like that.
It was a party, man.
Nah, it was a real party. We had such a good time. And then we met two great, great people to have a working Sunday, basically.
Indeed.
So it felt fulfilling in that respect because we got work done. But it never feels like work when you're amongst people that you just really respect.
Yeah.
And conversation just flows, isn't it?
It just flows, man. You're like-minded individuals. There's common ground, common understanding. You're all trying to go to the same place and it's just like, it's like playing the game. How are we gonna get there? What you got? I got this. Let's put it together.
I got that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Let's make some magic. You know there you saying? Go.
So yeah, I feel like it was just a beautiful week. Mm. And I quite like bog standard weeks, I can't lie. It does mean I've got nothing to say to you lot. But apart from that, yeah, it's kind of nice to be in a routine, just go through the paces somewhat. So I ain't complaining and shout out bog standard weeks.
No, honestly.
Moving forward.
Two time. I love that. Shout out to the bog standard. Look, as I always say, it's all about balance. If everything was crazy all the time, when would we get time to rest?
Huh? Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's true.
I said to myself, just one highlight every week is enough for me.
That's enough, truthfully.
So, yeah, I had more than that. So I'm blessed this week.
I'm blessed this week. Honestly, may the blessings keep just showering on your head.
I pray to God. So yeah, that's pretty much me wrapped up, Brid. But I know I saw you a couple times.
Yes, you did.
But I'd love to know how the rest of your week was when I wasn't following you around.
Yeah, honestly, following me bloody everywhere. Catch a break from this
number one internet stalker.
It's actually terrible. She knows where I live.
Scary.
No, so obviously we had the amazing brunch, which was just honestly a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. What else went on? Do you know what? I had a really nice like girls' night. You know when you just go to one of your friends' houses, you order food, you watch a film, and you just natter about shit.
Wow, like, glory to girls in the highest.
Fam, honestly.
Because women are actually bomb. Like, let's talk about it. Like,
honestly, Wonder Woman.
Like, it's unlike anything else. I don't know. I'm not a boy, so I can't tell you. But I don't know if men gather and have the same kind of enriching time that girls have.
Nah.
I can't see it either. I've been in situations where it's just been me and a load of guys, right? And I just didn't really get that vibe from their conversation.
No, fully.
But sitting with your brethren, it's nice, different, isn't
just
it?
Just with your girls having a good old natter, catching up, what's been going on, like, and it's a thing where it's like, okay, cool, everyone had in the mindset to like watch the film, but it's like when you get there, conversation just takes over, then you end up not even watching the film and having to rewind it.
Those are the best nights though.
Literally, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't think boys say, oh, let's put the kettle on, let's have a tea.
No.
Because you know what that means? I mean, you sit down with your tea, have a good chat. Get into it, you know what I mean?
I don't see the man them doing that. But if you man them do, then let us know.
Let us know, because we welcome everybody.
Honestly, man, we might even swing round, make a tea as well.
Innit? I'll put the kettle on for you.
Honestly, I've got oat milk. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Yeah, shout out oat milk. Honestly, shout out to Outpro's oat milk barista version. If you lot love tea, you lot need to drink that milk. Sorry, I've gone off every time. But honestly, if you like oat milk, that is just the elite of oat milks out there. Okay, just needed to say that.
I hear you.
So I had a beautiful girls' night, which is really, really nice. And also, I just need to take a shout out for the sky this week, because the amount of sunsets and beautiful weather we've had this week, like, granted it's been super cold, but I feel like when the sun sets around the, you know, 4:30, it's just been a beautiful view, and I love the sun, so it's been perfect.
No, I hear that. Like, if you connect with nature, it's such a beautiful thing. Mm. I went on a walk on Wednesday, some sort of entanglement type situation.
Oh, entanglement.
Okay. Mm. However, what really just made it so beautiful is the sun was setting.
Oh, fam.
As I descended out of the park and I turned around for a moment, I went, wow, this sun alone has elevated this whole experience.
You know what I'm saying?
To an A1 situation.
That's what it is. Isn't it? Honestly, the sun is always there. And I always say to myself, as long as the sun still shines every single day, there's hope, okay?
There's hope.
There's hope for better lives, okay?
Shout out Hope Tala.
Shout out Hope Tala, man. Honestly, I was here for the sky, and look, I mean, I put it on my Insta story because I'm literally obsessed with, like, beautiful sunsets, but the sky got me through, and other than that, it was a pretty standard week, just adulting, getting shit done, and yeah, trying to make cool things happen, but we out here, as always.
We out here, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. So guys, we are halfway through and it's time for our plug. So Ilari, you know the question is coming to you. I need you to tell me what the thing you're plugging this week that's gonna make people smile.
It's finished.
It's finished. Okay.
It's already finished. You guys, I have seen this on everyone's stories that I follow, which means I'm following the right goddamn people's.
Retweet.
Okay. So this is a new album. We have not seen this woman, since 2019.
Damn.
But she's backity back.
Oh, backity.
With an album called Capri Songs.
Nice.
And it's from your good sis, FKA Twigs.
Shout out FKA Twigs one time.
Shout
Come
out.
On.
It's such a beautiful album. I absolutely love FKA Twigs. I think as a voice, I think as a concept kind of artist, all of her visuals, I think it's so unique to her, and I love that in an artist so much. So all around, it's a very, very strong album. I'd love you to take a listen or check her out if you don't know who she is. We are gonna throw it on our playlist.
Yes.
Courtesy of Bread.
Absolutely.
Which is called
NIJV, your daily bread.
So if you're on Spotify, check that out. If you're on Apple Music, you're lost.
Oh, you're lost.
You're
man.
Lost, literally.
Move on over. What are you still doing there?
Innit? We can't please all of the people all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
But she has some absolutely phenomenal features. Not that features need to be on an album, but there's some really strong collaborations.
Oh, come on, give us some names.
Okay, the likes of Parsaloo.
Yes.
The Weeknd. Georgia Smith.
Come on.
Daniel Caesar.
Right, all right.
And Shy Girl.
Oh, and Shy Girl.
Yeah. So,
Shy Girl.
So if you know any of them, a Love reason it. To go listen and expand your horizons.
Nice.
With a new artist.
Yes, we love a good album. Shout out, Briddy. I thank you for that.
Yeah, have you listened to it, by the way?
I have not.
Oh,
I actually
wow.
have not. So
oh,
you put
wow.
me on.
Oh, wow.
You putting me on.
Capri Suns.
Capri Songs for Damn. Capri Suns season.
In there.
Come on. Did I say Capri Suns? Oh, my God.
I thought you said Capri Sun.
I said Capri Sun.
Shout out Capri Sun.
Shout out Capri Sun, man.
Did you ever have Capri Sun?
Absolutely. Oh. Delectable drink.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about. Capri Sun still exists.
Capri Sun, yeah, it still exists.
I'm thinking of that orange drink.
Oh, wait.
Sunny Shout out Sunny D.
Shout out
E Numbers.
No,
and shout out going to the corner shop and buying it when your mum wasn't looking, because she didn't let that shit in the house.
She didn't, fam. If I was lucky, do you know what? Big Man Ting, I'd try and get the big bottle.
It's all about
I'd try
the
and
bottle.
Get the big bottle and then just distribute it between different water bottles and put them in my bag.
Okay, so I had this thing at home, and I think most people have this, where my parents didn't like me opening the fridge and drinking out the carton.
Yeah, no,
I never did it. I never did it, yeah. Right? But there's something about Sunny D,
fam.
When you saw it in adverts, they just swung open the fridge,
honestly,
grabbed the big bottle, undid it, and just opened their gullet.
Honestly, the gullet was wide open.
Wider than they've ever opened it.
Wide.
And they just gulped and
it guzzled. Guzzled the whole
that
thing
shit down.
Nah.
And I've always wanted to do it. I'm 27 years old. I've never done it.
Briddy,
I'm so
I think
square.
2022, yeah, is the year to do it.
I'm guzzling that shit.
Mate, guzzle it down.
Listen, someone give me some Sunny D in it.
No, honestly, and then please, if you do, like, Brid, I want you to keep the bottle.
Yeah, 100%,
please,
man.
Keep the bottle.
100%.
Because it's a nice little bottle.
What do you mean?
I like the little grooves in it.
In
it helps
it's
with
the
grip. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, but that's my plug.
I love it, Bridie.
Tell me about yours. What got you through the week? What helped you shine?
Okay, what's helping me shine? Well, I'm going to mirror you with the albums, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put you onto a new album.
All right, then.
From yours truly, His Highness Corday. He has dropped a new album called From a Bird's Eye View, and honestly, I think it is just a work of art. I love Corday simply because I really feel like his like ability to storytell in songs is very powerful.
Mm-hmm,
like, you know when you listen to an album and you listen to it like front to back, like I listened to it twice because I feel like that's when you really digest an album, and I was like, nah, the guy's even outdone himself. Do you know what I mean? Like the different flows, like the different tempos.
What genre?
I feel like he's like a mixture of like trap, a bit of like grime, hip hop, that sort of vibe. And then obviously his features as well, I feel like reflects that. So I'm going to name some people for you.
Go for it.
We have got your favorite artist, Her.
Oh my God.
Oh.
There are very few people that come above her for me.
I know.
In fact, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. Wow.
No, honestly. Wow. And the song featuring her.
Wow. Beautiful. Let me not even get into it, but wow.
No, honestly.
But wow.
Wow.
But wow.
I knew it would get to you.
Damn.
You've got her, you've got Freddie Gibbs, you've got Lil Durk, and you've got Lil Wayne as some of his features.
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, he back.
Wow, he back.
We got a lot of Lil in there, you know what I'm saying? And you know what the best thing is? When he dropped his album, he also dropped his Tiny Desk home concert at the same time. And honestly,
dope.
His Tiny Desk on YouTube, it is just a vibe, like a certified vibe. So guys, it's called From a Bird's Eye View. Go and listen to it. Run it up in the background because I guarantee there are going to be songs that you will save.
Okay, lit. And throw it on the playlist.
Absolutely. You know, Isdale.
Lit.
What are you saying?
I love that, man.
Yeah, man. Music reigns supreme once again.
Okay, let's main topic it up then.
Yeah, man. Let's go. You know, yeah, I'm ready. Man. I'm riggedy ready.
Okay, so we told you guys that we're going to talk about Blue Monday.
Mm.
So I want to give you a bit of a background about Blue Monday.
Go on, set the scene.
Okay, so Blue Monday falls every year on the third Monday in January.
Mm-hmm.
And the term Blue Monday was coined by a psychology tutor called Cliff Arnold.
Oh, shout out Cliff.
They basically say it's the most depressing day of the year for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is freezing. The mornings are dark.
No cap.
The mornings are dark.
Mm.
The days are short.
Mm.
The holiday season is over.
Yeah.
We're all motherfucking broke.
No, honestly. I couldn't have summed it up better than myself.
And payday couldn't come soon enough. Do you
literally,
know what I'm
saying? Literally, man. Literally.
So that's basically the tea on Blue Monday. And I can kind of understand why we'd all be depressed.
Mm.
But what I also want to say is, ain't that every day in January?
No, do you know what I mean? Like, why is it specifically the third Monday?
I don't know, some psychological, I don't know, logical
statistical
thing. But I couldn't be bothered to read the numbers because I was like, snore. Like, anyway. So I feel like all of these things are true, right? But I also think Blue Monday, in my opinion, is a load of rubbish because you can feel down any day for those reasons. So yes. I feel like for me, it's about finding the small ways to boost your mood.
100%.
Because that could literally happen any day of the year.
Mm.
Do you know what
definitely.
I mean?
No, completely. Like,
I don't know what thoughts you have on that.
It's interesting how it's like one specific day because in a way, because everyone knows it's Blue Monday, I feel like some people may be like, okay, cool. This is like my one day where everyone around me is in their feels, so I can also be in my feels. Or like, this is an opportunity for me to be in my feels.
But there's in your feels, and then there's somebody tagging it as depressed. And that's quite heavy because depression is pertaining to mental health.
Mm.
And depression doesn't come in and out one day a year. Otherwise, we'd all be cured.
No, that's very true.
So I think it's just a bit of rubbish.
Of rubbish.
To be frank with you, shout out Frank Ocean. Rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
It's absolute rubbish. Like, for me, I don't really like the whole concept of Blue Monday because I feel it feels like bad juju to me in a way.
Mm.
Like you've designated this one day to be bad for everyone.
And you've just put a curse on that day.
Literally.
Why are you cursing my day?
Why?
You don't have any authority here.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's my life.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's my day. Isn't it?
It's my payday.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Soon, please.
It's Yellow Monday.
Fam, I feel like I had a Yellow Monday. Because it was actually a good day today. Do you know what I'm saying?
I had no qualms.
I had no qualms.
Do you know what I mean? I had no pushback.
Look,
the tens across the board from me.
No, do you know what I mean? I feel like the only like blue part of my day genuinely was the sky. And shout out to the sky again.
Shout out the sky, man.
Honestly.
But also, I loved what you said about a day where people are in their feelings, because I think it is about feelings. Yeah. And I think, you know, what would better help society if people and the media and psychologists wanted to lift people up is saying, okay, why don't we use this day to actually talk about our feelings?
Yeah.
Men, women, non-binary people, let's all use this to talk about our feelings rather than just be in our feelings.
No, for sure.
That would better help the world, right?
100%. And I do feel like there are some companies or organisations that do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because even on the way here at Waterloo Station...
Everything goes down at Waterloo
Station. No, honestly, it was active,
bro. It's active, bro.
There was so much going on. I didn't even know what platform I needed to get the train from. You know what I'm saying?
That's a mad thing.
Them ones there.
Shout out you getting through that.
No, honestly, it was a mission, but I made it through, Bridie. I made it through. The Samaritans, right? The organisation which like helps people.
Yes.
They had like a pop-up in the middle of Waterloo Station, and the hashtag was Brew Monday, where they could basically, like, if you wanted to just chat and sit down with a tea, you could. And I really like that concept, because I feel like that's how you're bringing goodness into Blue Monday for such a supposedly depressing day.
But also, if you do suffer from depression,
The
world telling you that this is a sadder day than usual could just be the thing that tips you over the edge.
This is the thing.
What the hell?
This is the thing. It doesn't even help. Like, how are people meant to see the light on Blue Monday when you've just got, you know, marketing here and there, everyone saying I'm so depressed? Like, I understand in a way, okay, like the weather technically isn't great, like usually, and that's like pathetic fallacy, right? Where like the weather's bad, you know, that reflects your feelings. But I don't feel that that should be capitalized on so much as what it is right now. Do you know what I mean?
And pushed out, like ultimately, these will be self-fulfilling prophecies if we believe them. And if we're surrounded by that, it's hard not to look in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But if we believe it's going to be a good day, then it's most likely going to be less shit 100%. Than people are promoting. So I think we should kind of take all of these things in the media with a bloody pinch of salt and know that our life is our own and our day is our own to make what we want of it.
100%.
So don't, you know, succumb to this rubbish.
No, absolutely. I second that. And the thing is, okay, Blue Monday, the strap line is like the most depressing day of the year. But what if your favourite colour's blue? Let's talk about that.
Mine is...
Mine used to be, so how about that?
What even used to be?
It used to be. In my younger days, you know, it's yellow now, but you know.
Changing colours is like changing football teams. That can't run,
I mean, look, I still have a very special place in like for blue in my heart. But I feel like yellow is reigning supreme at the moment.
Okay, fair enough.
It's reflective of my energy.
Yeah,
you know
ebbs and flows.
You know what I'm saying? Ebbs and flows. You know what I'm saying? It's complimentary or whatever, you know.
No, I hear that. Yeah, it's true. If your favourite colour's blue, that's pretty bum out. I didn't think about that.
But I feel like you can use that to almost... flip it in a way. If your favorite color is blue, you do things that make you happy. Obviously, you know, you can go for a walk, you take in the sky, and you're almost grateful for these things. But I feel like holistically, with all of these things, Blue Monday can be determined by your mindset, right?
If
you believe it's going to be a good day, it most likely will be a good day.
I agree,
right?
So I think for me, what we can give to you lot is, if Blue Monday actually statistically does exist, and we're just saying it's rubbish, and it statistically does exist, then all it is a time in which everything around you is potentially working against your mood. So let's find the small things we can do to uplift us.
Yes.
And that is going to be different based on what your hobbies are, likes, dislikes, and so forth. However, I did look up something absolutely random
that I haven't tried.
That I'm going to try this week.
Okay.
It's going to sound absolutely bizarre.
Really? Oh, I want to know what it is now.
But it wouldn't be me if it wasn't bizarre.
Very true.
Okay. I want you all to try laughter yoga.
Sorry?
Okay. It's called Laughter Yoga Bridge.
Wait, sorry?
So basically, And I looked this up and it actually seems absolutely balmy, okay?
Balmy.
But I've also seen this on, what is it? Love at First Sight?
Love at First Sight.
Right? Is it Love at First Sight?
No. Marriage at First Sight. Oh,
yeah.
They did something similar in the show. I actually remember. They were laughing for time. It was kind of weird, but
exactly.
I loved it.
Exactly. So I came across Laughter Yoga and I thought, oh, load of shit. And then I remembered it from the show and I thought, maybe it works.
Okay, tell me more. I want to know deets.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. Basically, you just force yourself to laugh in the absence of humor.
Okay.
So this woman came up with this and started this from Mumbai in like 1995. Mm-hmm. And people have been joining during COVID from across the world on Zoom and all just being with random strangers laughing on Zoom. No, honestly, it looked hilarious.
That sounds like, so bizarre.
No, I wish I could share the photos with you because I was crying. I was actually crying. And the thing is, for me, is I'm not that free. Like, for me, it would be a super uncomfortable thing to do just to lay on the floor and laugh.
Yeah, like...
Because I'd be thinking... Can my housemates hear me? Do they think I'm having a breakdown? Do you know what I mean?
Similar
sounds come from my room when I am having a breakdown. Laughter, closely followed by crying, closely followed by shouting. Do you know what I mean?
And probably more laughter.
And then I flee the house. But it seemed like something I wanted to try for that exact reason. But on the scientific side, it brings more oxygen to the brain and body.
Okay, yeah, so I hear that.
So your body's getting the same effect of endorphins that laughter from humor or exercise would give you.
Okay, but then how does the yoga element play into this?
Well, I think they were doing certain yoga moves, taking a deep breath, laughing for five, and then changing position.
No, you cannot say... Laughing for five. It's almost like, take a break for 5 minutes. No, you're nonsense.
Have you ever tried to laugh for 5 minutes? Exhausting, people were saying in the reviews.
I can imagine laughing for 5 minutes straight. Like, that's a long time.
It is.
That's a long time.
But once you get into it, you're off.
You're off, yeah, I can imagine.
And you're probably having the best time. It's probably so freeing.
I like that.
Yeah, and also... Another thing that I found out was over a long period of time of actually practicing this, you get an overall reduction in cortisol, the stress hormone.
That's the one, stress.
Yes, so it's known commonly as the stress hormone, which specifically for women makes them retain weight, especially around their midsection, even if they're working out and eating well.
Okay.
And are really healthy and so forth, you will still either gain or keep the weight.
What? If you have cortisol?
If your body is producing more cortisol.
Right. Okay. I see.
Then it needs to.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because cortisol lowers estrogen. And when estrogen is low, it results in these fat deposits, but also mood swings, sleep problems, and night sweats.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like where I want to be.
It's not it. So I need you to do some laughter yoga, my good sis.
You know what? I am down to try that because I do yoga anyway. So why not add laughter to it?
Exactly. And I think it would just be really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think you are going to find it easier than I am.
What? Why do you think I'll find it easier?
Because I'm so square.
What, and I'm circle? Like, what?
No, but like, I think so much. Like, I'll lie there and just like really overthink the fact that I'm just laughing for no reason. Like, I'm the kind of person that's like, this isn't efficient, it's a waste of time. Yeah. And I don't really just let go like that.
No, I hear you, I hear you.
So I think for me, I'll really like, what am I supposed to do? Ah-ha-ha, how do I start?
You just giggle.
But how can you just giggle, like, unprovoked? Like,
you find something funny and then you just giggle.
No, you can't find something funny. You've just got to laugh, Briggs.
Okay, then you've just got to laugh. And then just extend it.
No, it's going to be stupid. She's off.
I'm practicing now.
She loves it. She's an actress, though.
I am an actress. Damn. So, you know.
So that was a little bit of info that I kind of brought to the table for both a practice and a bit of kind of science for you, woman.
Woman.
Well, men as well, but specifically for women. You know, cortisol has quite a negative effect. And I'm trying to shift some weight this year. I don't need that stress, innit?
Summer 2022 is on the way.
Right?
No, I feel right. You. I do like laughter yoga. I will give that a try. Let's check in next week, Bridie.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna video myself doing it.
Do it.
Nah, because we gotta send each other videos. Samples. Of us doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? It's content, so why not? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hilarious.
Okay, Bridie. Well, that's Blue Monday.
Yeah, man, that's Yellow Monday, innit?
Yellow Monday. Shout out to my favourite colour.
Innit? There you go. But let us know how it was, whether you believe in it, whether you don't, all of them things there.
No, I love that. I love that. So, Bridie,
what do you love? Or is that just a filler thing you say? Look, I love that. I
love Yellow Monday, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Love the day.
No, because I say rubbish shit.
I know, you and say a lot of rubbish. I go,
cool, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean?
We all do we not? Like, what's going on? That's evil apple name.
You're stupid.
You are.
All right, let me hit you first, Brid. Yeah. It's come to the end of the show, and we leave you with a tip to take into next week to make it brighter and better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? Look, mine is short, simple, sweet, and just a little reminder, because I feel like everyone knows this, but sometimes you forget it.
Okay? It's good to hear things again.
So, guys, my tip this week, everyone doesn't need to know everything. Okay.
That part there. No, literally though.
Like, because I feel like sometimes we have this need to just tell people everything, you know, to get it off our chest, to, you know, be like higher in certain situations, and you just don't need to sometimes.
Realistically, maybe we do it because we want someone to feel proud of us or happy or give us good feedback.
Validation in a way.
Exactly. If you love it enough to want to share it, it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Trust me, I'm telling you now, come back to this episode, rewind. I'm telling you, it's good.
It's true. You got it.
Say it to yourself in a mirror.
Honestly.
Call your people, but don't expand past there because people are sending bad juju,
innit? This is the thing, man. Not everyone needs to know. It's exhausting. Keeping up with it, and plus, like, that thing is for you. Like, keep that shit safe, protect that, man.
And if you were a cup, you telling people could be them spiking your drink.
No, honestly,
they're spiking your life.
Let's not do that.
Nah, man,
we ain't trying to do that.
Nah, man,
because that's a downward spiral from there, and we ain't trying to do that.
I really like that one, Brid.
Honestly, simple.
Bloody good job, sir. Bloody good job.
Bloody Nora. Bridie, tip us into the new week, please.
Okay, mine is simple, and I think we all know it, but I'm going to tell you again. The universe will keep sending you the same lesson until you learn it.
Oh, facts on that one.
If you turn around, you keep saying, why does this keep happening to me? Bro, check yourself, okay? I'm not saying all the time, okay? There are obviously caveats to everything we say. But a lot of the time, you are getting the same lesson because you didn't learn it, period.
You didn't learn it, and learning it properly to the point where you properly actually accept it. Like, you understand it, you accept it, and then you know how to move forward, like, in the future. I hear that, Bridie. Facts.
It's good, innit?
Straight facts. Love that. Well, Bridie,
Christ, I can't believe we made it to the end.
No, I know.
There were a couple of times here when I thought it wasn't going to happen.
I didn't know how we were going to do it, you know.
But we rode through, man, for you lot, innit?
Honestly, the bread needs to be baked, and I hope you lot have eaten today.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Shout out, you lot. Big love.
Yes.
I hope you've had a great week. If not, we reset and we go again. We always say this, we're here for you. Message us.
Yes.
Link us. Send us memes. Happy Yellow Monday to everybody.
Honestly,
we're gonna catch you here next week.
That's it, man. Turn that blue Monday into a yellow Monday and get some sunshine in your life.
Original audio
by your girl Lizzie.
There it is.
It's been your girl Lizzie,
and it's hilarious.
We out. Bye, bitch.